Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Once again, we're back. We had a little delay here and took a couple of meetings and off. So my name is Eric Griffin. I am the Black Panther Party President. We have a Vice President Anthony Wendt here as well. And we also have a special guest. So let me get to the calling board and start this show. Hopefully it'll be good. If not, you know I'm always going to fill in and stand in for those who are trying to help us gather the things that we need, so it won't be just us. It will be the People's Party, not just all of our teammates, our comrades, our people who are aware of this. But if we want to unite blacks, we have to go with all blacks, you know. We have to put all the games and bullshit aside and, you know, work on things that we can fix, you know. I believe in working from the top down. I don't believe in working from the bottom unknown. No, that's why we're still in this problem right now. You knock the snake off out of his head and then chop the rest of the body on up and then you cook it. So let me get back to the board and let me get my people on here. Welcome, everyone. I'm still here, people. You know, give me a second and, you know, you may hear a pause or something. I'm going to mute it, because I have a lot of background noise, and we've been having a little complications with setting up this board for some reason. As you know, Facebook has basically shut down all my main accounts that I've been having for many, many years with them since they've been in operation. But that's not a deterrent for us. You know, that's another social outlet where we have rooms, groups, where we just allow our people to come in and get a hold to information that they need to better their lives, not necessarily members of the Black Panther Party of our party. And there's a lot of different groups that are Black Panther, New Black Panther Party, a lot of other ones as well. So no need to run down the list. You should know. But anyway, so I'm still working on it. I don't think the people actually have the right room, so the room call-in number. So let me check that real quick, and I'm going to keep it down for a second. So just because you hear it quiet in here, people, you know, I'm still here. Don't go anywhere. I'll continue the show by myself if the guests can't get on, because it is recorded. It's a live show as well as recorded. And the topics that we was going to touch on, basically for my guests, is how we get the steps of uniting and gathering the things that we need. So if not, I can't get a hold of them, then, you know, we'll go another different route with this. But actually, I'll continue to chop it up with you until I can get our guest speaker as well as the VP on, because he has a few announcements as well he wanted to make, and I don't want to go ahead and make those announcements right now because he wouldn't mind doing that. So, you know, that's part of what he wants to do. So, you know, I think it's all good that we, you know, pick up a project, pick up things that, you know, are what we consider your project. You know, you have the okay to go ahead and do what you have to do with, you know, having someone always constantly questioning your every movement when all you're trying to do is help people. But we know sometimes all help is not good help. So, but, you know, we're going to get it together. You know, we've been working it, and we got a solid foundation. So there's no even, you know, a worry about, you know, the minute setbacks that we do have when we have them. So other than that, but things have been going pretty good. We're building the Black Panther Party in different locations around the world that has already been established. So we're kind of starting from, we have our guest on now. Let me see. She just texted me. She's ready. So I'm waiting on her, communicating with her. She's a very enlightened sister, and I appreciate it to have her on board. You know, so just give me a second. I'm telling her to call in right now, and she has a lot she wants to share with you as well, I believe. So, you know, I'm trying to get to know a lot of people personally on the level where they can understand they have someone who's there for them, who they can actually reach out and touch and talk to themselves and bring their grievances or their information that may help us. You know, that's what we have to do. We have to keep relaying information and messages, you know, that we have to right now, because we have no social outlet that we own ourselves or control. Everything is under, you know, the eye of the Zulu struggles, basically, you know. But let me go back to my board and see if she's called in right now. No, there's no call-ins right now. Let me see. She's trying to call in on that, but it doesn't even show me. Yeah, well, you know, difficulties, they come and they go. You know, you just got to be strong. Just because you don't see things happening, people, I promise you, things are happening on a fast pace. You know, you see all the bad things. You hear all the negative things about me, about the our organization, our group, and what we're trying to do. And we show you our whole platform. We show you everything that we're doing for you. You know, so it's there, you know. And I'm not with the, oh, it takes time speech. Oh, no, you know, be patient. You know, fuck that. People are dying. We don't have the time to be patient. You know, what are we going to do, sit back and wait and just let another 1,000 more people die, kids, women, you know, our people? We can't go to, you know, any other race really and have them handle our issues, because I don't care what you perceive us as, what you think we look like. Common sense tells you when a person needs help, that person should be strong enough and smart enough and put his pride to the side and say, look, man, we need help. You know, let's unite. Let's get it. It's profitable. It's benefit everyone by us coming together, because we have the same common goals. We have the same common enemies. We have the same, you know, mutual belief systems. We have the same mutual respect, something that our enemy doesn't even do to their own. You know, they'll kill their own just like they will kill a black person. You know, and it's taking place. Okay. She says she's on. Let me check her out, and let me get her into the call. I got to get back to my board. So bear with me, people. I'm doing what I can do. My board says no. Okay. We have everyone here now. Welcome, welcome. Let me get these callers on there. Welcome, Vice President. Welcome, my guests. I appreciate you guys, and I'm going to render the floor over to you all.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for having us here today. This is definitely a needed discussion that we should have with everyone. There's been so many changes over the last couple of weeks. We see in the news all types of tragedies that have occurred in our community. I think that, of course, we are not happy with it, and things that we need to do something about as a people, all of us together. Now, we've been reading that no matter what happens to us, whether we're murdered in the streets, whether we're murdered during a protest for our rights that we should be protesting for, there still is no justice. No one seems to even mention the fact that those who are killing us and killing our children are being paid by the same people that we are paying our taxes to. Now, if that is not the epitome of self-destruction, I cannot better definition for self-destruction. You're taking your hard-earned money and you're paying a government that is employing people to kill you and your children. And at the end of the day, that same government is refusing to implement its own laws and its own rules against those that are murdering you and your children. And you would certainly not hold back. You would certainly go ahead and pay your taxes to that same government. And when we tell you that there is another way, when we tell you that if you were to invest in yourself and take some of your money, substantially less than what you're paying the same government to kill you, some of your money and invest in yourself, better future for yourself and your children, you look at us and you say, hey, wait a minute, well, I don't know you, and how do I know that you're not going to do this? How do I know that you're not going to run away with the money? How do I know that you're not going to misinvest the money? How do I know? How do you know that your government is not going to help you? How do you know that those taxes that you're paying is not going to go to some sort of oversight committee that's going to actually do something to those people who are killing you and your children? That you already know. You know that for sure. 100% certain that any time that someone is killed in our community, that the person who kills the person in our community will not go to prison. You know that the government who employs these people to go out and kill you will not send those same people to jail. You know that for sure. But when we ask you to invest in yourself and your future, you're like, well, how do I know? You know, the question pops up. There's a question mark there. Now, you really need to check your mentality and check your approach to life and check your approach to survival of yourself and your future generation. Check that. Because if it's coming up that you are uncertain on how to proceed on what to do, and someone is offering you some solution on how to proceed and what to do, and you're saying, well, I don't know, check that. Take a good, long, hard look at you and the things that you set as your priority for yourself and your community, because these things are important. Brother, if you need to jump in here, please help me out with this.
Yeah, no problem. I was getting ready to allow our guest to speak for the last 15 minutes of the show. So she's here, and I would like to welcome you. You can go ahead and introduce yourself, Sister Queen. I appreciate it, and I do appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Go ahead and let it be known. Jump in there.
All right. Thanks, y'all, for having me. I am not really, you know, the biggest speaker, but sometimes your purpose has to outweigh what may be your hesitation. So I wrote down just a couple tips, and, you know, if anybody has, I guess, questions as I go along, feel free to ask them. But my brother asked me to just introduce some things on how I felt like we could all help each other. And I think there's a bigger purpose here today than who are or what our differences may be. Because if we're really down for helping all of our people, I'm sure y'all are aware of the Willie Lynch letter?
And how
it was defining all of our various ways that the slave master was going to pit us against one another. So we are a divided team, but if our goal is towards putting us back together or helping all of us, we have to get over the various differences that we have, because, you know, we've been taught to pay attention to that, and we have to ignore it, because our enemy, he only sees one thing, apparently, our skin color, or even he might see our purpose, but he really only sees one thing, and we need to see us as one thing as well. We are all united by our skin color. And maybe even our will to do good, but we need to stop letting the minor differences that we have keep us from helping each other, or keep us from being involved in something that can be conducive towards the overall improvement of our people.
Your own right system is definitely your own point. Continue. Yeah. I'm enjoying.
All right, and you know, of course, then I'm new to the Black Panther Party, but I'm not new towards the struggle of our people.
That's right.
And unfortunately, because we have various things holding us back, we don't have a lot of, I guess, publicity. You know what I mean? So when you go searching for something that is so when you go searching for something like this, it comes in different, you know, it comes in different terminologies, but it always has the same overall purpose. So I noticed a lot of things online that said it was the Black Panther Party. And actually, in this day and time, I appreciate that, because as we look upon history, you know, our enemy was able to bring us down based on the fact that we were under one title, if you will.
Right.
So, you know, I kind of can, in this day, I think it's a strategic, it's a good strategy.
It is. I know exactly where you're going, and it helps take the heat off of one individual group, because there are so many different fashions and forms of us. So it's pretty cool, and that's what you're saying. I agree with, and it's why I express my feelings about, look, man, I'm not your enemy. I'm not trying to shut none of you groups down. I'm not even caring.
Right.
We got our own agenda. We got our own thing, man. Just do what's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I agree with you, sister, you know.
Yes, sir. I feel you. Yes, sir. So, you know, if we're all about our freedom, then we can always be united on one purpose without being held under one title. Maybe in this
cool.
day and time, like you said, we don't want to be, we don't want to appear that way. And of course,
right.
then we have to utilize the various technology that has come in, that has come about since, I guess, the first origination of the Black Panther Party, meaning that, you know, online
right.
Presence
right.
and just the various things that we had to do back then, we can be more wise about how we present ourselves. And I had
right.
one brought up to one brother, you know, we can have an overall uniform without having to always wear maybe black just as a status to say, okay,
right.
we're not at a total critical situation right now, but we're here to help. You know what I mean? So we can use
yeah,
strategy
right.
and technology to actually, I guess, say that we're present without
right.
everybody knowing that we're present. You got me?
Right. Well, yeah.
Right.
I totally understand you. And it's a good
right.
tactic. It's good. It should be utilized because, like you said, this is not the war that it was back in 1968, 69. You know what I mean? Going through the 80s and stuff. This is 2016, technology
yeah.
era. Social media is meant to be utilized to give people information, to keep them aboard. But now when your enemy controls all that, then what do you do? You know, we can't
right.
just sit on Facebook. But I'm not going to say stop getting, you know what I mean? We just need our own. We need our own public
mm-hmm.
social media. We need our own
right.
media, our own broadcasting systems, our own everything.
Telecommunications.
Basically. Everything.
Period, yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And like right
what
where
we
I
have
is.
Now, we built that.
Uh-huh.
We have a
yeah.
foundation for that, and we would love to have you up fully on board with us, you know, where we could utilize
yeah.
what we have, and it could help you and help us as well. So, you know, I appreciate you on the call. So go ahead and I'll turn the floor over to you.
Okay. All right. And then, of course, you know, we are going to need some form of utilizing, basically, we need money. You know what I'm saying? And I know we
keep
have a lot
real.
Of different
Just
facets.
Keep it real.
Right. Thank you.
Right.
We have a lot of different, you know, programs or different even groups on Facebook that are going into the aspects like the, I think there's the Black Panther Party Credit Union, and those are awesome
right.
ideas. And we just need to make sure that we are fully supporting those ideas by continuing to post. Because what I think I've noticed on Facebook is we can post something one time, it's an awesome idea, and people like it or follow the idea. But if we don't,
mm-hmm.
if we're not doing that on a daily basis, at least, or maybe
Correct.
Even every few days, people totally
Correct.
Like it because
right.
it's social media and it goes so fast. But
yeah,
we
the
do
attention span of the average person is 30 seconds. So
right.
you know, if you
yeah.
don't grab their attention within that 30 seconds and keep it going in their head, they're gonna forget all about it.
Mhm. Yes, sir. Right. So yeah, just making sure that we are doing that and. Even on the idea of having or needing money, I was speaking with another brother before that if people aren't paying their dues, and then I wanted to start, you know, the Revolutionaries Reconnection Fund, and that is because any time that we're a minute late, especially if you're in the struggle, if you're really down for doing this, you can get hit with some money challenges, but your phone is going to be cut off at the most possible minute. Towards this
right.
connection period, you know what I mean? And so
right.
If we could utilize those funds, I know that we have basic needs as an organization, but if we could also utilize those funds to help its members itself so that they could borrow from it if something like that came up and pay it back, you know what I mean? That would encourage people to continue to pay because they knew that even
right.
if the, you know, even if nobody else give them money to help themselves, then their own people are here for them.
Absolutely, sister. I agree with that 100%. As a matter of fact, I just want to touch on something. You know, we started to ask our members to initially pay a membership due come August 1st, but with that idea that you just implemented, that, you know, you have a fund. We have the credit union coming online, of course. You have a fund that's there and it's ready to help our members, mm-hmm. and we're going to divert to a program where members can actually pay into that revolutionary fund and just still maintain their good status as members, and that fund will be there to help out
when
someone is in need. So that's an excellent idea, and I definitely want to work with you on that some more. And I know Mr. Griffin has done so much in the past to get us to this position where we can actually implement those programs. And it's good to hear you say right. that, sister. It sounds mm-hmm. so good. Please continue.
Awesome. Yes, sir. And I also, you know, I have been working quite a while, and I at some point have built up quite a bit of money in my own retirement plan. And at some point I needed money myself that I could only get from my retirement plan. So, you know, our enemy does not like it when we don't. I think we would have an effect if we did not contribute to their retirement plans, but if we set up our own. And this would be something that we could, you know, easily do and just, you know, take a stand towards being our own independent people and providing for ourselves. So even if we just took our own money, now I'm not saying that anybody has to direct our money, because, you know, people get real skeptical about, you know, giving their funds away. We done had a lot of negative things happen throughout the years, but even if we just said, well, these stocks are good and these stocks are good. Like, it, for instance, if you had bought Facebook, even one share of Facebook when it first came out, it was like $15 a share. And I know
right.
people are like, what the heck is a share? What is it to have a share? But I noticed when I removed my retirement funds that our monies aren't being divided up into shares. They're being divided up into percentages of shares. And then your stock fund is accumulating over time. So you really own nothing. Is my point.
Correct.
But when you buy an entire share, and my brother buys an entire share, and our whole organization buys an entire share,
correct.
Then you start having some influence in how a company is run and directed. And then, you
correct.
Know, you're part owner. And you can say, okay, well, we need you to invest in our communities. You know what I mean?
Correct.
You have more of an influence that way than having a percentage of a share. Like, it didn't make any sense to me. You know, why are you
correct,
buying
correct.
Like that? But, you know, that's a strategy they do that benefits them, but we don't get a benefit as a worker or as an employee. So, you
and
know, just coming up with things like that. Yes, sir.
Yes, just that information alone was very helpful, because a lot of people did not
exactly.
know the distinction between buying a share or buying a percentage of a share.
Mm-hmm.
And you explained that very, very, very detailed. And I'm sure that it went a long way, the way that you explained
mm-hmm.
it. Now,
yes,
it's funny because I did put up a post earlier about, you know, some sort of system where we can buy into our own shares and create our own economy, et cetera, et cetera. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got
right.
guys saying that, you know, but who's going to manage this and who's going to do this? And
right.
it's so funny
mm-hmm.
how people will look at it that way, whereas, you know, they don't look at it when they go to the enemy and say, okay, I'm going
right.
to put my money back. They don't
exactly.
they never ask the question, where's
yeah,
my money going or how's it being distributed?
Right.
So it's funny when we try to do something for our people, how our people become so skeptical
mm-hmm.
but so willingly
right.
go when someone else comes
right.
and say, listen,
right.
do it
mm-hmm.
this way. And to
yeah.
touch on the
well,
point,
you guys know the saying how it goes, where, you know, if you want to get a black person to trust, just have a white person to tell it to them. So, you know, it's pretty sad,
right.
but we're down to 3 seconds left.
Right.
I want to welcome our guests, and we hope you get a chance to come
absolutely.
Back. Thank you guys for
absolutely.
Being on the show.
All
right, thank you. Appreciate being here. Love y'all.
Yeah. Love you, too.